This morning we start the series once again, and it is the second in the series of What Does It Mean to You? And the first in this series, of course, we looked at the Lord's Supper. What does the Lord's Supper mean to you? And we went through passages and songs, and we're going to do the same thing again this morning, but not in connection with the Lord's Supper, but in connection with giving. Already there's been giving mentioned in prayers this morning. And I appreciate that. I didn't tell, except for one person, what this was going to be about this morning. But it certainly fits in with what we're going to be looking at. And the reading that we had that was given to us by Brother Stephen showed in connection with that giving that there was a purpose, that there was a preparation made in connection with giving. It wasn't a spur-of-a-moment situation. I ask you, as we look at Acts, the second chapter, verse 42, where it says that the church continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers, that fellowship includes the giving, just as it does the singing. And I wonder, do you have fellowship in that? I've been a Christian for many, many years. I was 13 years old when I was baptized. And so that has been many years, 55 years that I've been a Christian. And so I have served in passing the plate in congregations. And I've seen different reactions over the years in passing that plate throughout the congregation. There are those that make the turn to the side of the head as they take the plate and give it to somebody else because nothing else has gone in. There are others that have a moment of embarrassment and shock that the plate's under their nose suddenly. They hadn't thought about giving whatsoever. There are those that put the money in, purposed, already determined how much it's going to be, and you can see the joy in serving God in that way. And I've even seen those that want to make sure that everybody else knows that they are giving, and they do the big old wave before they put it into the plate. I've seen that in the past also. Those are not correct, other than the ones that have that joy to join into the work, to do the Lord's work. And that's where we should be, and that's what this lesson is about. Us wanting to do the work for the Lord. I want us to think about giving from the standpoint, first of all, of what deity has given for us. And we see this when we look in John, the third chapter, verse 16 and 17. We, of course, know that passage quite well. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Sometimes we forget verse 17 in connection with giving. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. From the standpoint of justice, Jesus Christ could have come into this world to condemn the world, and rightfully so, because there was none righteous. They had all gone astray. None had done good. But He didn't do that. He came from the standpoint of giving up Himself because of the love that He had for all of us. Jesus gave up the glory of heaven in coming to this earth. He gave. And He had that absolute glory and absolute harmony where He was, and then entered into a world of nothing more than contradiction against Himself. We see that in Hebrews, the 12th chapter and verse 3. Who endured such contradiction against Himself is what the Hebrew writer says. And it was not only against those that did not believe who He was, that were of the Jews, but also even of His own family. But He gave up that harmony for that contention here upon the earth in order to do the work for us. And so I ask, what is it that we will give? And when we look in the 116th Psalm in verse 12, the psalmist says, "What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits to me?" And that's a question that is asked, that is really asked from the response that we give in our giving. Our giving is a response to what the Lord has done for us in every aspect of our lives, in every aspect of that which is spiritual. And so I'm going to ask Jake to come up. We're going to put song number 235 on the board to instill in our minds what deity has done for us in giving for us. He didn't ask us to give without himself giving for us. That is all deity. Brother Jake, would you please lead that song?
I gave my life for thee. 235. I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou might ransom me and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? My Father's house aligned, my glory served.
When we think about our giving, do we have the attitude that Paul is trying to instill in the Corinthians as he wrote in 1 Corinthians the 10th chapter and verse 26? Where he says, "For the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness." And I think that sometimes we begin to think we have things that belong to us. I've got this by my power, by my effort. They belong to me, they're mine, and we don't put God into the equation. And wherever I think about that, and I turn over to Colossians, the first chapter, and I look there concerning Christ Jesus, verse 15, Colossians 1 and verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And I wonder if we remember that. That all of our possessions, all that we have, our jobs, our families, are given to us in order to glorify God and to show forth His greatness and His mercy that is bestowed upon us as children of God. And because of that, our giving is going to be a reflection of our thankfulness. And I'm going to ask Jake to come back once again and sing another song for us. And this time it's going to be song number 148. And in this, I want to impress upon our minds lifting our voice in thanksgiving unto God because of what He has given for us. And we recognize that He is the owner of all things. And all that we have has been given to us by Him in order to glorify Him. Jake, would you please sing song number 148?
Lift your voice in praise. Lord God,
salvation, but here is the cost of that, and then put it into a monetary figure. Impossible. There's not a possibility that could even be done. no one would have the finances to cover that debt because it is spiritual. We have freely received from the Lord, as Paul states in Romans the 3rd chapter, verse 24 through 26. And he says there, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness because of His forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. I think when we read that and we think about from the standpoint of giving and what God has given for us, that we understand that our giving is not from the standpoint of what is convenient at the time, but it is from a standpoint of purposed faith. I will tell you that many years ago, there was a congregation, and it's still in existence. And there were older people in that congregation that never became leaders in that congregation. As a matter of fact, many times they became distractions. And there were younger men that had to step up and become leaders in that congregation and quite often had to make sure that there was the money in the treasury to cover the expenses in order to keep the doors open. And it should not be that way. It shouldn't be the work of just one, two, or three men. But it should be the work of an entire congregation, because the work of redemption was not the work of just Jesus upon the cross, but it was of deity, the Godhood, the Godhead as a whole. Testimony being given, of course, by heaven of who Jesus was. And we see the silence of heaven broken three times, in which time Christ was upon the earth. And all three is making testimony of what He came to do for us. And the promise that we have of the Word coming to us, as we see in John the 14th chapter 26, 15th chapter 26, and John the 16th chapter verse 13, that all three were involved in that work of bringing the Word to us. And so it's not just the work of one. We understand that everything was given that was of value. Everything that was given that had absolutely no monetary value set upon it, but the great true riches that come from God. And we're going to ask Jonathan to go ahead and come forward now, if he will. And he's going to sing for us song number 493. Go ahead and put that on the board, 493. In a sense, Jesus Christ surrendered all for us. Can you imagine? It's written for us. We are to imagine it. That He, being deity and omniscient, that is all-knowing, knew exactly what was going to take place to Him before He went to the cross. And yet He surrendered all in doing so. And He made the statement, I could have called 10,000 angels, but I did not. And so when we think about that, will we surrender all? And of course, when I say surrender all, it is that which is in accordance with what God asks of us, that we give as we are prospered. He's not asking for every piece of merchandise we have, every penny that we have, but that which has been, we have been prospered by. But what we've been prospered by, that portion, there is a portion that goes to the Lord, and He doesn't name a portion. He leaves that up to our faith. So will we surrender all? Brother Jonathan.
All to Jesus I surrender.
Recognize that by our giving, that we are involved in the work of the congregation here in Taylor. And in order for us to truly have appreciation of that giving, it is an appreciation of the work that is to be done. The preaching of the gospel is one of those. And just as Paul had received support from Philippi, this congregation supplies support so that the preaching of the gospel can be done in this area. And the benefit that Paul talks about there in Philippians 4, chapter verses 15 through 17, was not so much for himself, because as he had told the Corinthians, I've learned to be satisfied no matter what state I am in. I can abound, I can be in need, I can be hungered, I can still live with those things. He says, but to the Philippians, he says, this is to your account. In other words, you are involved in the work just as much as I am. And it's a work for each and every Christian to have the gospel of Christ Jesus taught. There's also the work and the assistance to brethren that are in need from time to time. And we saw that when we looked at 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, Paul urging the Corinthians of the commitment that they had made in their giving to the needy saints that were at Jerusalem. And he said, do it with purpose. Have it together. That means that you have already planned and you've already made commitment. Don't back up on that commitment. Well, that is the same way that we are to feel with our giving here at this location, because some of that is used from time to time for those that are in need. It has been in the past and undoubtedly will be again in the future. And so it ties in, of course, with what James says in James' second chapter in verse 8. And that is, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. And it is, whether it is a truth not only, it is a truth not only collectively, but also individually, to where we give to others. By our giving, we're actually seeking first the kingdom of God. As we look back in Matthew the 6th chapter, verse 25 through 33, we understand that from what Jesus said. All the things that the Gentiles, they truly have a desire for. Don't you know that if you seek the kingdom of God first, that the Lord will take care of you? We must, though, be willing to lay down our life at His feet. No one knew that song this morning. But we're going to ask Warren if he would come up to sing song number 620 in connection with that. Song number 620. Warren, would you please go ahead and come up and sing the song that has been chosen now in recognition of what has been done for us and in recognition of our joining together in the work. Brother Warren.
Let's sing.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him within the narrow road? Would you have Him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let Him have His way with thee. His heart can make you what you ought to be. His blood cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see what's best for Him to have His way with thee. Would you have Him make you free and follow at His call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving?
Should, the Lord is having His way with us because we are giving over to Him. When we think about seeking first the kingdom of God, we're going to call on Greg here in just a few moments, song number 483, to sing that song for us, Seek Ye First. Will we give to the Lord commensurate to that which we are prospered by Him? I want you to think about that from this standpoint. It takes vehicles for us to get to our jobs. Maybe not if you were living in a different part of the country, but in this part of the country, you need a vehicle. And it takes money for us to buy an abode or to be living in an abode, in a house or an apartment. It takes money for that. I don't think that anyone would think that it would be proper for those that are making a median wage in this country to purchase a Rolls Royce to go to work in, nor to live in one of Mr. Trump's mansions that they purchased from him. But that which is commensurate to, of course, the amount of money that we make. And so I'm not talking about us not having a car when we think about giving, to give all. I'm not talking about living in a tent or a shack. The Lord understands that we need an abode, and we need safety in that, and we need warmth, and we need cooling. I believe that He understands that. But I'm talking about those things for us to consider in our giving that are our desires. I'm talking about things of entertainment and so forth. And just because there is no amount that we are to give, there of course was a specific amount that was to be given by the Jews. We understand that in their tithing. We have to look at it from the spiritual standpoint. And when we look at that, we can look at it this way. I spend money on my entertainment, whether it's going out, whether it's fishing, whether it's hunting, whatever it is that we might do. How does that stack up beside the giving that I make to the Lord? Is He playing second fiddle in that, or is He honored in our giving? I want us to think about that as we sing song number 483. Greg, if you go ahead and come forward and sing this song for us. Because in seeking first the kingdom of God, we understand then what Paul has to say. In Galatians 2, verses 20 through the first part of verse 21, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God. So as we look at this, will we seek first God's kingdom? Brother Greg.
Psalm number 483.
Let's say.
Seek ye first God's kingdom.
That is required in order for us to give. And that is the attitude of sacrifice. Especially in connection with our giving to the Lord. William, when you go ahead and come forward, William's going to be singing song number 486 in just a moment. We understand what Paul says concerning sacrifice in Romans the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2, that we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Do we equate that to our giving? Do we equate that to our time? There's the giving of time also. But do we equate that to our giving? Where we present our bodies a living sacrifice in giving back to the Lord that which we've been prospered by because of His grace and mercy that He has shown toward us. William's going to be singing a song entitled, None of Self, All of Thee. None of Self, All of Thee. That's that sacrificial attitude that we are to have in our giving. I recognize because this sermon is being presented at this time that hopefully it will be beneficial starting next week, because if you've not purposed your giving, if you've not intended to give, because you've run short on resources, because you did not put the Lord first, hopefully that will take place starting next Sunday. And I recognize that there are some that never intended to give when they came this morning. They'll be enjoined in the worship. Some might even lead in the worship, but will never put anything into the treasury. Have a part in God's work, and have a part in giving up, of course, of yourself. None of self. All of these. All of thee, Brother William.
Let us sing.
Oh, the bitter pain and sorrow that a kind could ever be, when I proudly said to Jesus, all of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee, when I proudly said to Jesus, all of self.
Take the collection up. And again, I recognize some are totally unprepared, more than likely this morning, and have not thought about giving anything to the Lord. Let your mind start to understand the importance of giving. And also understand from that there is a blessing that it comes in return. It all belongs to the Lord, and yet He has blessed us whenever we have that attitude of giving to Him, that He will bless us back once again, even though it all belongs to Himself. And so the one that was chosen in connection with the giving, would you please come forward? Any words you want to say, any prayer that you would like to pray before we give of our means at this time, please come forward.
I think a lot of good words have already been said. John 3:16 was brought up, and I can't think of a better verse to keep in mind as we are about to lay by in store. Go with me in prayer to the Lord right now. Our Father in heaven, as we come to you in prayer right now, we're thankful for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. So much beyond our necessities that you give us on a daily basis. Father, we thank you, and we recognize that all these blessings come from you. We pray that we start preparing better to lay by that in store, that which you've given us. Help us to remember that it's a part of our work out of love as a Christian, so that the work here at this church may continue, that we may reach souls, that the doors may stay open, and that in faith, knowing that you will take care of our needs, even if sometimes it seems painful to give, we know that you'll watch over us. Father, as we lay by in store, we pray we do so in a way that pleases you and the funds be used correctly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. One of the young ones put in the plate before it was ever passed. Something was said that touched the heart. Will it touch yours from this point forward? Jesus gave his life for us. He asked something in return, and that is for us to give him our heart. If you're not a child of God, if you've not been baptized for the remission of your sins, will you give him your heart this morning? Everything is ready. Everything is prepared for that. You can be baptized and not have the worry that every sinner should have of their condition before God, but rather they can be forgiven. And as the Hebrew writer says in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, beginning in verse 1 and 2, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, who is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. What the Hebrew writer is talking about is giving God our heart. And one of the indications, one of the barometers of our heart being given, is the way that we give back to him what belongs to him in the first place. If you are not a child of God, once again, give him your heart. Come forward this morning. Be baptized for the remission of your sins. If you are a child of God, let this day be the day that you have determined you're going to enjoin in the work if you've not been doing so. You're going to enjoin in the work of spreading of the gospel and taking care of the brethren that are here at this place. And so give your heart to the Lord. Brother Jake, would you please come forward and let's have on the screen song number 817, Give Me Thy Heart. If there are those that we can help in any way, we ask you to come as we stand and sing.
So give me thy heart, says the Father above. No gift so precious to him as our love. Softly he whispers wherever thou art, grateful.
be seated. At this time, we're going to remember our Lord's death.